Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Barry Shore is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barry is an online entrepreneur. He's got a long history of creating things that work online, and he was doing that. He was rocking and rolling and doing that until a few years ago, and something happened. He was stricken with a very rare disease, and but that disease did not know what it was up against, and he's beat it back. He's fought it back, and now he's back to being under his own steam, and he's back in the marketplace, and you and I are the better for it. And he's our new friend, Barry Shore. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, wonderful Jim.
It's good to have
you here.
Good to have you here, Barry. Tell us what you were doing in January 1, 2004,
or
2003. Pick a year. What were you doing when the world was your oyster, and the internet was unfolding in front of us, and you were part of what was driving that? Tell us what was going on at that point.
Okay, I'll give you the little bit long history, and then we'll make it short. Back in the year of 1999, if anybody listening can remember that far back,
yep.
The first iteration of the Internet, I was in the international telephone business, and I was traveling around the world when I had an epiphany, and I was in South Africa, and I found out a way to be able to utilize this brand-new thing called the Internet to be able to deliver something called a fax. Remember a fax?
Yep.
We were able to deliver a fax over the Internet, and I was able to do it for free. I figured out a way to do it. So I came back to the United States, partnered with a couple friends, and built a business called faxforfree.com. Literally, people were able to send and receive faxes anywhere in the world for absolutely free, and we made money. Now, the Internet was wild in those days, if you recall, and
yep.
Within 18 months, sold the business for many millions of dollars.
WWW stood for Wild Wild Web in those days, didn't it?
It did. But in our world, Jim, and everybody should know this, by the way, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was, because we were rock and rolling, had a great time, built a large business, which, by the way, still exists today. The company that bought my company still exists today, does a great business. And fast forward to the year 2004, I was traveling around the world, and it was with my son. We went on a vacation for 3 weeks.
You were enjoying. You were reaping. You were clipping the coupons of a great success story, weren't you?
I was, but I was also building in the meantime. We don't stop,
yeah,
do we?
Yeah, Jeff? That's right.
I mean, we are small business advocates. This
that's
is the
right.
United States of America, the greatest place in the world for entrepreneurial genius.
Yes.
So I was lucky enough to meet a number of entrepreneurial geniuses, and I'm just a regular guy, but I met other people who were smarter than me and kept building things. And in 2004, I was traveling with my son, came back in September. Just like everybody listening right now, hale and hearty in the morning. And if you can believe this, it sounds a little bit over the top, but it's true. In the morning, walking around doing things. And that evening, I was in the hospital as a quadriplegic.
Wow.
I was paralyzed from my neck down, could not move a thing of my body for many, many, many months to come, stricken with a very rare disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which I never heard of before.
Yeah.
And still feeling the effects of it today, although much better.
No. So 6 years later, you have, as I said, this disease had no idea what it was up against when it entered your body, but it didn't know what a champion they were going after. It was going after, and so you fought this back. Several years in a wheelchair, several years in a hospital bed, and now you're moving around under your own steam with only somewhat of assistance.
That's right. Just some braces and a beautiful walking stick made for me by a Zen master, and I have an assistant 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it was prayer, therapy, and love, PTL,
yeah.
that
yeah.
makes it happen. And in the meantime, the beauty of this is, and this is the genius of the good Lord and the United States of America and our system, I decided that if I'm going to do business again, which I really wanted to, I'm going to do something that's going to make sure that we be able to give back and provide a bounty.
Yeah.
And thank God we have built something called Biddies, BIDDES. Everybody emblazon that in your mind and rush to the computer when you have a chance. BIDDES. Biddies.com is a web engine of philanthropy that allows people to buy prepaid cards like at Walmart, Starbucks, Costco, all those things at a guaranteed discount, and at the same time give money to a cause of their choice.
So if I wanted to give somebody a card to some department store or some organization, some kind of a prepaid card like a debit card.
Correct.
And I wanted to buy that and give it to them as a gift or whatever, I can go and get it at biddies.com and not only make that happen from the convenience of my desktop, but also maybe even get a $50 card for $45 or something like that.
Or less. You're absolutely right. With a couple pushes of the button. Remember, this is the web. It's 24/7, 365.
Yep.
It's
yep.
fun. It's fast. It's easy.
But also, in addition to that, though, you're going to give a portion of your proceeds. And I'm going to ask you in a minute how you make money, but a portion of your proceeds, you're going to give me the option of choosing where I want that money to go.
Absolutely.
A portion to go as a contribution.
Because we're here to give. We make money the old-fashioned way. Give, 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 and the good Lord rains down bounty.
So tell us about – now, when I get to the website, is it only gift cards? Is that all we're buying?
That is what we focused on at the moment to begin.
There's no products there to buy. I can't.
Right.
Because I got you.
The reason is because everybody understands what cash is. If I told you could buy a $100 bill
right.
for $95, would you like that?
Absolutely. Every day.
Well, that's what we do. Gift cards are money today, and it's a huge business. Everybody knows what they are. They're everywhere available. And we, of course, give free shipping.
Ah.
You go online, you get your car, you look at it. It's an auction process. It's really fun, actually.
Right.
And you get your card. Let's say you got a Starbucks card. You're right, $42 or $38. Click, hit it, get the card mailed to you directly for free, and use it. And it's not only to give as a gift.
Or mail to the recipient that you want to give it to.
Absolutely.
With a note. Hey, dear Bill, thanks. You know, thanks for the help. Here's a little gift.
We have people doing that all the time. People who own businesses do it for other people.
Can I get that written in calligraphy, Barry? Hey, hold on to that thought, Barry. Biddies, folks, BIDDEES. Biddies, you know, like an old biddy, kind of that kind of thing. Biddies, BIDDEES.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Barry Shore and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay tuned for more of this inspiring story. Great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back with a little classic soul. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. That newsletter just gets better and better every week, and I think you'll agree. In fact, we got a poll in there. We're starting to put a poll in there, give you a chance to answer some questions and let us know what you think. I'm very excited about having a new friend, Barry Shore, who's a new friend, but he'll be an old friend before long. We're gonna keep up with him. Barry is an online entrepreneur of magnificent proportions, but he's had some setbacks in the last decade, some ailments, an illness that almost took him down, but he's fought back from that, and is now getting very close to being back to 100%. And he started another company. He and some other folks started a company called Biddies, and it's Biddies.com, BIDDEES.com. And that's what we've been talking about, Barry. I want to thank you for the courage to come here on the show and talk about being stricken by this illness and how you fought back and the values that you shared with us earlier on where you think that ability to do that came from. It came from your family. It came from the faith that you have in America. in the marketplace, but also from your religious faith. And I think that's important for people to hear.
Well, it's all true. PTL, prayer, therapy, and love is the key to living successfully. And thank you, Jim, for putting that segue in, because if I did not talk about the person who was most responsible for my recovery, it is my wife. 33 years married to the same woman.
What's her name?
Her name is Naomi.
Naomi.
N-A-O-M-I.
Well, Naomi. We're all proud of Naomi, because she we know how much of a helpmeet our partners are to us, and I've got one of those as well. Barry, now, one of the things that I like about what you're doing is the fact that you've found a way to do business, to be successful, to provide a service, to make customers happy, and at the same time give back some of the proceeds, some of the larder, so to speak, to other people who don't have as much. And isn't that the kind of thing that earthlings are going to be more and more attracted to as time goes by? I just want to do business with you. I want you to tell me how the world's going to benefit from the fact that we're doing business.
Oh, Jim, thank you for the opportunity. Everybody listening, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the fact that Jim Blessingame is on the air and he's talking about the genius of the American system and what everybody out there is doing, building business, small, medium, large, just building. Because here's really the essence of life. If we can do things where we, at the same time, give and receive, now that's a great formula for success, correct?
Absolutely.
In the old-style way, you used to have somebody on the corner say, give me something. Don't have that cup of coffee. Give me the money instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very nice, and it tugs at your heart. What we've done with Biddy's, and the good Lord has blessed me to be able to think about this, is that we have a way where you can have your latte and give money at the same time. Because you can go to Biddy's.com, B-I-D-D-E-S, go to Biddy's.com, check on the Starbucks card, see how participate in the auction, and let's say you get a $50 Starbucks card for, I don't know, $38. Okay, in the process of doing that, you saved money, which is enlightened self-interest, everybody likes that, and you gave money to the cause of your choice. That's a wonderful world.
Barry, in the last hour, I talked to a champion small business owner from Knoxville, Tennessee. The guy owns a chain of dry cleaners in the Knoxville area. And he sets aside a certain amount of their proceeds to go to charities or schools or that sort of thing. He allows his customers to identify groups, church, schools, that kind of thing that they want to contribute to, and they actually, very much like what you're doing, they actually give that money to the organizations that their customers recommend.
That's what we're here for.
So my point is, you know, this is a Main Street small business doing this. You're doing this online. This isn't just a coincidence, is it? I mean, this is not like you are the only two guys in the world who've thought about this. Isn't this a spirit? Isn't this a feeling that earthlings are moving toward right now?
Absolutely.
And I say earthlings because this is not just an American thing.
No, but you were speaking about somebody's going to be on your show talking about the future.
Yeah.
And this is the future.
Joe Barker.
Yes, Jim, you are so right. The world is opening up. India, China, everywhere you feel the spirit of what we'll call the capitalist system.
Yep.
Let's be proud of it. It enables people to blossom, to use enlightened self-interest. Yes, you have to do something for yourself.
Yep.
You want to be able to get a discount. And at the same time, if I can help, I'm here. I want to do that. And that is and the web is 24/7, 365, anywhere.
All around the world.
Oh, your friend. Yes, so you can go. Jim Blassingame is speaking to millions of people right now. Every small business, by the way, should be using Biddy's.com to save money.
Yep.
Save money at Staples. Save money at Walmart, at Costco. It is a great engine that you can use to save money and give at the same time.
Hey,
and
Barry,
make a profit.
Barry, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back and keep us posted on your progress and the company's progress?
It would be a delight, Jim, and I love speaking with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for being here. Keep working hard on that recovery. We're proud of you.
Best wishes. Thank you.
Barry Shore, ladies and gentlemen. Biddy's, 2 D's, 2 A's, Biddy's.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.